where they, this peace concert, they weren't combatants, they weren't military, they were peaceful concert goers. And then they went to the villages and dragged people out of their homes and killed infants in front of their parents and parents in front of their infants and raped. And oh my God, you know, this is an army. These are not even, this is not even human behavior. This is not, you can't even call it animal behavior because animals don't do that. So whatever it is, they started it. Israel didn't have anything to do with starting this. And if anybody wants to think otherwise, well, they can think what they want, but the facts don't support that. And the fact that there was a blockade, I guess they're going to allow certain things in now. But, you know, when a country is being attacked, you're at war. Hello, you know. And anyway, I should stop talking because I'm just going to get aggravated. All right, we're going to carry on with some music here from Andre Previn, Thomas Mann, the Hawthorne String Quartet. Andre Previn, Previn plays Previn. And
thank you.
Oh, that was so beautiful. Andre Previn, Thomas Martin, and the Hawthorne String Quartet. The quintet for clarinet and string quartet, dated 2011, by Andre Previn. That one is called Slow and Lonely. It's from a CD called Previn Plays Previn. Okay, so here we are at Tufts University, and I want to share something from this book by Avraham Aryeh Trugman, Seeds and Sparks. I've quoted from this in the past, Inspirations and Self-Expression Through the Cycles of Jewish Life. And we're going to look at the month of Cheshvan, which we just entered into. Rosh Chodesh, the head of the month, was celebrated on Sunday and Monday. Says the only month of the year that has no holiday, commemorative event, or fast day is the month of Cheshvan, which follows the month of Tishrei, containing the major holidays of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzer, Simchat Torah. For this reason, some call it mar, or bitter, Cheshvan. Yet we are told that in Messianic times it will be rewarded when the Third Temple will be inaugurated during the month of Cheshvan. For this reason, some people already refer to this month as Ram, exalted Cheshvan. The word Ram is actually the same letters as Mar, bitter, only they are inverted. Rabbi Shlomo Carlbach teaches that this month has so much potential because the nature of prayer in this month is the aspect of praying after it seems all is over and finished. During Tishrei, when we are surrounded by the holiness of all the holidays, it is easy to find the incentive and inspiration to pray. But what happens when all the holidays are over? We're back to our ordinary routines. If we fall back to our old ways as well, then the praying and spiritual service of Tishrei didn't touch us so deeply. If we can actually manifest those changes we set as our goals, and keep praying with the same commitment and intensity, then we turn a potentially bitter month to an exalted one. This idea can be seen in the aftermath of Abraham's prayer to save the wicked people of Sodom. After his prayer is seemingly not answered, the verse states that Abraham returned to his place, from Genesis 18:33. The simple reading is that Abraham gave up and left the physical place of his dialogue with God. But another reading taught by Rabbi Carlbach is that Abraham, despite his seeming failure, returned to his original stance and continued to pray. Though from the text it appears that he was not answered, Abraham's prayer not only helped to save his nephew Lot, and through him the eventual spark of the Messiah coming from his descendant Ruth, the Messiah, but he also implanted in the Jewish people the importance of praying for the rectification of the world, even when it appears to be so far away. People all over the world, especially the Jewish community, are praying intensely, saying from Tehillim, which we'll do in a minute. Due to the fact that Abraham's prayer is the first one mentioned in the Torah, the model of praying for the salvation of the world takes on even added significance as a lesson for us as individuals, and our mission as Jews. One event that occurs in Cheshvan is the anniversary of the death of Rachel, who is not buried with the other matriarchs and patriarchs in Hebron, but alone near Bethlehem. According to tradition, Rachel is buried on the road the Jewish people were taken as they went into forced exile. The prophet Jeremiah comforts Rachel, who we are told is constantly crying for her children, with the promise that eventually all the exiles will return to their borders. Listen, Jeremiah. Rachel is crying for her children after they have been taken away and destiny has taken its course. Yet her bitter tears will pave the way for all her children to come home to an exalted and redeemed future. May it be so. Yes, we have all these children that have been forcibly taken. What a terrible thing. Absolutely terrible. All right, so as I said, people all over the world are praying, especially the Jewish community. We read from the book of Psalms by King David, or Tehillim, and I'm going to read 120. I'll read the English first and then the Hebrew. A song of ascents to Hashem. In my distress, I called, and he answered me. Hashem, rescue my soul from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What can he give you, and what can he add to you, O deceitful tongue? You are like the sharp arrows of the mighty, with coals of rotten wood. Woe unto me for my drawn-out sojourn. I dwelt with those who inhabit the tents of Kedar. Long has my soul dwelt with those who hate peace. I am peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Shir Hamalos, El Adonai Batsara Li, Karasi V'Ya'aneni, Adonai Hatzila Nafshi, Mishefas Shaker, Milashon Remia, Mayitain Lecha, Umayosif Lach, Lashon Remia, Chitse Yibur, Shinunim, Im Gachale Rishomim, Oya Li, Ki Garti Meshech, Shachanti Im Ahale Keder, Rabos Shachana La Nafshi, Im Shone Shalom, Ani Shalom, Vechi Adaber Hema Lemilchama. Hi. Hashem should have rachmanis on his children, all the children of the world who want peace, and we should please only know from peace.
Sireno malchus echo, vieneinu sireno, sireno malchus echo, vieneinu sireno, sireno malchus echo.
Everyone wants to know where I wrote this niggin. In the coziest place in the world, where there's a fire of truth burning at all times. The only place in the world that you could plug yourself in and recharge and recharge and recharge. The Heilige Beis Medrash. I remember it was during Elul, one night Seder, and I was learning in Silver Spring. I think it was a Thursday night. And I opened up the sliches. Hello, boy, Kaylo. I said.
Thank you.
That was the voice of Eitan Katz from his Live in Jerusalem CD. And La Mancha was the name of the song. So, and we heard from Mayor Simcha Rifkin before that, Rachamana Da'ani, from the Rebbe's Nigunim, Expressions of the Soul. And then before that, Shlomo Karlbach, Rabbi Shlomo Karlbach, Venenu, Last Shabbos in Golis is the name of that CD on Adaret Recordings. Okay, so here's something that maybe you don't know about. I didn't, but now I do. Stop private jet expansion at Hanscom or anywhere. Private jet expansion, a luxury our climate can't afford. They're asking you to sign the petition. I'll give you more information, but here's the, it's SPJE, Stop Private Jet Expansion, .org/sign. So, Massport and private developers are proposing to triple the hangar space at Hanscom Field Civil Airport for the exclusive use of private jet luxury jets, not to be confused with Hanscom Air Force Base, though this is a private. This is for private things. So it's the most private jets are the most polluting form of travel. A private jet in 2.5 hours causes 20 tons of CO2 emissions, whereas a car, a gas car, for an entire year emits 5 tons. That's quite a contrast. For short trips like New York to D.C., the greenhouse gas emissions from private jets per passenger are 45 times more than commercial planes and 1,100 times more than train travel. Wow, these statistics are unbelievable. So, Massport's plans are a direct and immediate threat to Massachusetts' efforts to combat climate change. If the proposed expansion goes ahead, private jet emissions from Hanscom alone could cancel up to 70% of the climate benefits from all the solar PV ever installed in Massachusetts. Tell Governor Healey that protecting our climate comes first. Private luxury jet travel for the wealthiest few at the expense of all of us. 1% of the world's population accounts for half the total emissions from passenger air travel, and less than 15% have ever flown in a plane. 0.0008% of the world's population are private jet owners. It's the ultimate expression of environmental injustice to allow a small number of people to pollute our world in such an unconstrained way. Average emissions per year. One private jet, 7,500 tons. U.S. citizen, 17.6 tons. Global citizen, 4.7 tons. As it turns out, most private flights are used for luxury travel to resort destinations and vacation hotspots. Yet, private jet owners pay no sales tax on their private jets, get tax write-offs for the purchase of jets. Due to these incentives, private jet sales are soaring and private jet use is skyrocketing, 10% each year, the exact opposite of what's needed to reduce our carbon emissions to protect our climate. By 2035, the number of private jets based at Hanscom are expected to increase more than 90% above 2012 levels. The only way to stop this increase is to stop the hangars from being built. Not at Hanscom, not anywhere. What you can do. Sign a petition to Governor Healey. So that's spje.org/sign. You can volunteer at that same site or you can donate. So it's really very shocking, actually. Okay, so I want to share something positive. This is something that my friend Mark shared with me from the Boston Globe. This is from Wednesday, September 20th this year. Juber delivers weekly Shabbat and holiday meals to Holocaust survivors. It's an article by Elena Giardina. a Globe correspondent. Before she set her own table for a Rosh Hashanah dinner last month, Rabbi Danielle Esko and her children visited a survivor of the Holocaust. In their hands was an abundant meal, the holiday's signature snack of apples and honey, and a bouquet of flowers. Delivering meals is something that Esko and her children do regularly, both for holidays and the weekly Shabbat meal. "It's the highlight of my week," said Esko. "Fridays are the days when I feel like I get the most, like my soul gets filled." Esko is the leading volunteer at Juber, a play on Uber, a community organization that provides free Shabbat and holiday meals for Holocaust survivors in Greater Boston. The organization was started by three Brandeis graduate students, Simon Luxenberg, Myla Green, and Anna Sazanov, during the COVID-19 pandemic, when Holocaust survivors were even more isolated than usual. When the three founders graduated and could no longer maintain the organization full-time, Esko and her mother, Dina Gobuti, got behind the wheel. Now Juber delivers Shabbat and holiday meals to about 20 Holocaust survivors every week. Esko said that some of their volunteers drive from Sharon to Newton to transport meals. College students also volunteer and make deliveries. "A huge part of being Jewish is tzedakah and tikkun olam," Esko said, explaining terms that mean charity and repairing the world, respectively. "It actually means justice. It's about giving back. It's about making a difference in the world. Every meal they deliver is donated by Duches Catering, a New England-based kosher catering company whose food blends a wide range of cuisines from Jewish to French to Mediterranean. Duches is owned by Galit and Yoel Constantine, a couple from Israel. My mother lives alone in Israel, so this whole subject is very close to our hearts," said Galit Constantine. "Juber's mission is personal for Yael Constantine as well. Some members of his own family had been Holocaust survivors. Holocaust survivors are still out there," said Yoel Constantine, "and we can do something about it." For their Shabbat meals, the couple always includes a protein, whether it's chicken or fish, along with a starch, a vegetable, and a dessert. "Even a pasta dish," Yoel Constantine said. "Even things a little bit more out of the ordinary, not just traditional." Every Juber meal from Duches is also paired with challah bread from Newton's Blacker's Bakery and two candles to light in accordance with the Shabbat tradition. This is just such really, really lovely. For Rosh Hashanah, which ended, it's over a month ago, the couple elevated the menu. "We'll give extra things for the holiday, like honey cake and maybe also extra soup," said Galit Constantine. "Always something extra." Well, there's a lot more to this article. You get the idea. What a wonderful thing. So if you want to find out more about it, it's called Juber, J-E-W-B-E-R, and that is lovely. The other thing I wanted to share was Rebecca Roth Gullo, G-U-L-L-O, on South End Fandom, "The Allure of Carbs and Why Watertown and Burlington Are the Next Big Things." Rebecca Roth Gullo, I think it's G-U-L-L-O, Gullo maybe, just opened a new challah shop, The Chosen Loaf, and plans more Blackbird donut shops. So she's 46, best known for her neighborhood restaurants, The Gallows, rest in peace, Banyan Bar and Refuge, Sally's Sandwiches, and the rapidly expanding Blackbird Donuts, coming to Watertown and beyond very soon. This is an article by Kara Baskin, a Globe correspondent. This The Chosen Loaf, specializing in challah, that was launched this month. This is from also September. As she prepared her Rosh Hashanah feast, we chatted about carbs, liquor licenses, neighborhoods on the rise, and her favorite local sub shop. Well, there's lots more about this, but I think that's really lovely to know. Watertown, the next big thing. Watertown and Burlington. Oh, well, it's nice to hear some positive things. All right, so let's hear something from Idan Rachel Project.
נשארו היו מלאות אהבה ברוב הימים שברחו לנו הייתה איתי והייתי איתה ברוב השירים שעטפו את החדר הייתי כולי שערה ומה שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שבוע קרה ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזרה חזרה ברוב השירים עוד זוכר את פניה נוגות לא נוגות בדימה של שתיקה ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החדר כמו גוזר על חייה למות במיטה יש ימים שנשארו והם רבים והם שאלה ויש שעות שמלאות כולם בריח שלה ורוב הזמן הייתה נשארת ושלא הייתה בוכה ואם זה כך ואם אחרת אני נשאר שלה שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שבוע קרה ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזר חזרה ברוב השירים עוד זוכר את פניה נוגות לא נוגות בדימה של שתיקה ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החדר כמו גוזר על חייה למות במיטה יש ימים שנשארו והם רבים והם שלה ויש שעות שמלאות כולן בריח שלה ורוב הזמן הייתה נשארת וכשלא הייתה בוכה ואם זה כך
Idan Rachel, wonderful, the Idan Rachel Project, Rav HaShaot, most of the hours from the CD Within My Walls. Okay, so got time for a little bit more here, something from Oneg Shemesh from his CD. The Oneg Shemesh Band, and Boy Vashal, it must do that one. Oh, didn't go in. Come back. Okay. No. What happened here? Oh, come on. This one. To come out and this one to go in. Okay, that's what we want. Now let's see if we can get this up. Bowie Vishalom is what we're going to listen to. If I can get the CD player to behave. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
תוך אמוני ים סגולה בואי קלה